Naomi, you, Jonathan, Joanna can take blood pressures of the people waiting in line.
But Mom, there's only one blood pressure cuff.
Well, one of you takes blood pressures. The others can pass out deworming pills and quinine.
Okay, right, Aunt Jessica.
You do the blood pressures, Naomi. I can pass out the deworming pills. Since I speak some Spanish, I can question the patients better about their symptoms.
Okay, and I'll give out the quinine pills.
Vanessa, Benji, and Esther, you three pass out toothbrushes and show people how to use them.
Okay.
Jessica, this woman is about to give birth, honey. She needs you right away.
Coming, Guillermo.
Okay, Jonathan, let's get started.
After the clinic, the missionaries gathered the children of the village. They sang, told Bible stories, and played Bible games. All too soon, however, it was time to return to the launch for the night. The next day, they visited several more villages, then crossed the river and turned back toward the mission base to visit villages on that side of the river. They arrived at the last village just about sundown.
Oh, it's too late to hold a clinic here. I'm going to stay on board and have worship with the children.
I will too. What about you, Naomi?
The villagers have already seen the launch, Uncle Guillermo. They're expecting something. I can't bear to disappoint them. I haven't worked nearly as hard as you two today. Why don't I go ashore and at least show them the Matthew video?
Why, that's very thoughtful of you, Naomi.
Aver, Manuel, and Oringson, our crew members can go with you and carry the TV.
Later that evening, back at the launch...
Oh, I'm glad we went to the village, but these mosquitoes are terrible. I used to be afraid of jaguars, but I think mosquitoes are worse. Oringson, what's that light over there?
Donde? Where?
Over there, on the other bank of the river. See, you can just see it flickering among the trees.
I see. It looks like a fire.
Who would have a fire going way out there in the jungle like that?
Maybe it's hunters. Maybe it's loggers.
But as they were to discover, it wasn't a logger's fire Naomi had seen. It was something much more dangerous, the campfire of a gang of bandits. About 1 a.m., when Oringson was on watch, he was surprised to see several men on foot approach the launch, which was moored to the shore.
Ahoy, the boat!
Who goes there?
We are government inspectors. We come to check your papers.
Check our papers? At this time of night? What papers could you possibly need to see?
We start with the paper money.
Hey, why pull a gun on me? You're not government officials?
Is correct. Come on, men. You see, I am not alone. All right, men. Start with the crew's quarters on the top deck. Be very quiet. No way close Americanos. Yet.
But in fact, not everyone was still asleep. In the children's cabin on the lower deck, Naomi had been awakened by urgent whispers and hurrying feet as her aunt and uncle rushed along the passageway from their cabin, also on the lower deck, toward the children's cabin. Boots tramped on the upper deck and sounds of searching came from above. Just then, Aunt Jessica and Uncle Guillermo slipped through the door.
I think one of them has a gun.
Aunt Jessica, Uncle Guillermo, what's happening?
What is it, Mama?
Shh, children, be very quiet.
What's going on?
Who's upstairs? What's that banging?
We're about to be robbed. There are men on the boat right now.
But don't be afraid. God will take care of us. In fact, let's pray right now.
Dear God and Father, we ask for your protection now so that we may continue to serve you. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.